Philadelphia's public schools will open on time, and for the time being, mass layoffs will be averted. Superintendent William Hite's announcement today comes after a month where he said both options were in considerable jeopardy. Joining us now to analyze this decision is WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. And Kevin, does this mean the district's $81 million budget has been filled?
Absolutely not, Dave. Here's what's happening. The district is taking the assurance of top Republican lawmakers in Harrisburg that the Philadelphia cigarette tax will be passed in mid-September. This, of course, is no slam dunk because the House and Senate haven't been able to find consensus on it since City Council passed it in spring 2013. But House Majority Leader Mike Terzai says it will pass in the fall, and Hite is taking him at his word. This, they think, will generate $49 million.
So let's see, 49 from 81. That still leaves a little more than $30 million gap, right?
Exactly. So the district says it will close this gap with an assortment of hopes and cuts. First, the cuts. Among others, 7,500 fewer high school kids will get bus trans passes. Schools will be cleaned less frequently. School police officer vacancies won't be filled, meaning 27 elementary schools will share a police officer. Now the hopes. The district hopes to finalize more building sales, hopes the State Department of Education will stop paying charter schools for students enrolled above and beyond degree 2 caps, and hopes they can negotiate savings from some of their outside vendors.
And what are their hopes regarding the teachers' union?
Right. So remember, the teachers' union contract expired last August. Today, the district said it would stop asking for salary cuts, but doubled down its push to get the union to agree to health care concessions. At this point, the large majority of teachers don't pay anything into health care premiums. Here was SRC Chair Bill Green at this morning's press conference.
The only way out of this vicious cycle is to receive stable, recurring revenues, including through a full, fair funding formula, and for our labor unions to contribute to a shared solution. If they don't, the SRC will need to exercise its powers and act. That is not a threat, just a statement of fact. We will be forced to act.
So essentially, the district and the SRC are now saying that they want the PFT to pay about 10% of their health care costs. And if they don't agree to this concession by October, mass layoffs would again be a possibility.
To which union president Jerry Jordan responds?
Well, Jordan says he made a concessionary health care offer last summer that the district rejected.
Had the district taken our offer last year, we wouldn't be here talking about that amount of money because that amount of money was put on the table.
Now, Jordan won't provide specifics on exactly how much that offer would save the district. Hite says that it was nowhere near sufficient. The other thing to think about is that the district is seeking these work rule changes, such as ending teacher seniority. So even if the union offers the health care savings that the district wants, will that be enough to get a contract signed? We'll see.
Kevin, lastly, let's bring parents into the equation.
Many parents place the blame for this entire situation on what they see as inadequate state funding. George Matisik is co-chair of the Friends of Mifflin School in East Falls.
It's really disheartening to see what Harrisburg is doing to our school district in Philadelphia. My question to the legislators who don't want to see funding to Philadelphia schools is this a plan? What's the end game here? Because instead of giving us hope for tomorrow, Harrisburg is giving us hollow schools.
So let's move beyond the upcoming school year all the way out to 2016. The Democratic National Convention, is it coming to Philly? Well, let's get the latest from WHYY's Holly Otterbein. Holly, lots of talk about money.
Yes. A dozen members of the Democratic National Committee came here this week to tour Philadelphia to decide if it should be the city that hosts the party's presidential convention in 2016. But the major question was, can Philly raise the money for this? New York City's Brooklyn Borough is in the running, and it has promised to raise about $100 million in private money, $10 million in tax dollars. So Philadelphia's Governor Ed Rendell is pushing for this, and he says the city can raise up to $80 million locally. But there are doubts. Ellen Kaplan, the acting president of the Committee of 70, a good government watchdog group, says that she questions whether there's capacity in the local business community to raise money for this event.
I don't think it's a slam dunk that businesses in the region are going to be giving a lot of private donations so that the city can host the Democratic National Convention for 4 or 5 days.
One of the concerns that Ellen Kaplan raised is that very close to the time that the Democratic National Convention would be happening is the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia in 2015. And Philadelphia is going to the same group of people, the same group of businesses to ask for money for that event. At the same time, Daniel Hilferty is the president of the Independence Blue Cross. He's raising money for the World Meeting of Families, and he's also chairman of Philly's host committee for the convention. And he says that he thinks businesses can do both.
What I'm hearing is, do we have the capacity? And what the response has been an overwhelming, yes, we have the capacity. Yes, the city of Philadelphia wants this. Yes, the business community wants it. And we can do both the World Meeting of Families, the visit of the Pope, and the Democratic National Convention.
So to date, Philadelphia is offering $80 million, far less than the $100 million from Brooklyn Borough. Will it ultimately merely be a matter of dollars and cents, or are there other variables that the DNC is looking at in their considerations?
Yeah, they're also looking at security. They're looking at local transportation. They're looking at experience. You know, there's also the political consideration. New York State isn't really seen as a swing state. Pennsylvania is still somewhat. So that helps us, too. There's a lot of different balls in the air, and we'll figure all this out at the end of the year or the beginning of 2015. The Democratic National Committee is expected to make a decision.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
WHYY's Holly Otterbein and education reporter Kevin McCurry on Reporters Roundtable.